This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader Shivendra Adhikari will be the new chief minister of West Bengal. BJP legislature party in the state elected him the leader in a meeting held in Kolkata today, paving the way for him to become the first BJP chief minister of the state. Addressing media, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, Mr. Adhikari's name was proposed at the meeting and since no other nomination was received, his name was finalized.
The election process was completed just a few days ago. Around 8 proposals and supporting nominations were received and all of them were in favor of the same name. Sufficient time was also given for any other nomination, but no second name was proposed. Therefore, as the central observer, I declare Shivendu Adhikari as the elected leader of the West Bengal Legislative Party.
Tomorrow morning, the oath-taking ceremony of the government will be held at the Brigade Parade Ground. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with a host of union ministers and several chief ministers from BJP-ruled states, will attend the ceremony. As the ceremony is being held on the occasion of Rabindra Jayanti, cultural performances will also form part of the program. In Tamil Nadu, the new entrant to electoral politics in the state, the Tamaraga Vetri Karagam or TVK, led by its founder C. Joseph Vijay, is all set to form the government tomorrow. 51-year-old leader met state governor Vishwanath Arlekar for the third time today and staked a claim to form the government. After 2 days of hectic parleys, the party received letters of support from the Congress, CPI, CPIM, VCK and IUML. VCK is likely to present the letter of support tomorrow. Supreme Court today expressed concern over the rising drug menace in Punjab. The apex court called for a fundamental shift in how the state tackles narcotics, saying that the situation is alarming. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice Joy Malia Bakshi referred to a recent incident involving a mother who lost all her 5 sons to drug addiction. The bench said the drug menace has reached a point where central government intervention may be necessary. The CJI asked both state and central agencies to work towards the singular goal of eradicating the drug menace. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the empowerment and security of the country is not limited to the protection of the borders, but is connected to the security of the society, environment and citizens. Addressing an event on 10 years of Tiranga Mountain Rescue or TMR with Indian Army in New Delhi, the minister underlined that an empowered India is one where borders are secure, communities are confident and the protection of every life is ensured in times of disaster. Mr. Singh added that in remote and sensitive regions like the Himalayas, Tiranga Mountain Rescue is not limited to rescue operations alone, but is a strong pillar of support for the country's armed forces, trust of local communities and national resilience. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today stated that the India-Trinidad and Tobago relationship reflects a unique convergence of history, human connection and shared aspirations. He stressed that in this increasingly turbulent and unpredictable world, these ties must use their deep complementarities to evolve into a pillar of strength and stability for both the countries. Union Health Ministry has activated precautionary surveillance measures amid low global risk assessment of hantavirus cases. Sources said the Health Ministry is closely monitoring the evolving situation relating to reported cases of hantavirus infection on board the cruise ship MV Hondius. This is being done in coordination with the National Center for Disease Control, Integrated Disease Surveillance Program, World Health Organization and other international health authorities. Somnath Amrit Parv will be celebrated to mark the 75th anniversary of the reconstruction of Somnath Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Somnath Amrit Parv on the 11th of this month at Prabhas Patan in Somnath. India's Simranjeet Kaur advanced to the semi-finals of the women's recurve individual event at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai today. Simranjeet defeated her Chinese Taipei counterpart Fong Yuzhu 6-0 in straight sets in the quarterfinal to move within one of a maiden World Cup medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.